somewhere along the way, protein stopped being food and became a competitive sport. Scroll social media for 5 minutes and you'll think that every adult needs to eat like a linebacker preparing for winter. Two scoops become three. Two eggs become six. Yogurt becomes a protein delivery device instead of breakfast. And if you dare eat lentils without calculating leucine count, someone assumes your muscle mass will evaporate before sunset. So today, let's calm down. Protein matters. Muscle matters. Aging well matters. Panic doesn't do it. Today, we're going to make sense of the madness of the taco. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is ForkU, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness and bust a few myths, teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Yes, I know, not tacos today, but definitely madness. Protein deserves respect. It does not deserve hysteria. So, you probably know that your body uses protein for structure and repair, that the protein is made of amino acids and they stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Leucine, which is an amino acid, plays a key signaling role, and if you hit that threshold, you trigger the machinery. But here's what the internet forgets. Once you hit that threshold, adding more protein does not double muscle growth. It does not create superhero biceps. It just oxidizes and you pee it away. And somewhere in the longevity world, protein advice drifted from adequate to competitive. Peter Attia, of Epstein fame, trains like he's preparing for a Marvel sequel. That's fine. He lifts like a professional athlete. Most of us don't. Context matters. So for most adults, about 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram meets your basic needs. For older men, especially those over 60, that might raise to 1 to 1.2 per kilogram to preserve lean body mass. But notice what that's not. That's not 200 grams a day. That's not six chicken breasts and two shakes before dinner. It is not anxiety with seasoning. Now, let me be clear. I've done weight loss surgery for a better part of my career. In all of those years, the time that I saw protein deficiency in people, clinical protein deficiency, was rare. I saw it in people who had metastatic cancers. I saw it in people who had AIDS. I saw it in people who had bad tuberculosis or infectious diseases. I saw it in patients with anorexia. And sometimes I saw it in some patients the first year after weight loss surgery, but very minimal. So because I'm on a GLP-1, and everybody says, oh, you got to maintain your muscle mass, let's talk about what I do and don't do. I don't count protein. I simply don't. I don't track grams. I don't log leucine. I don't weigh chicken on a food scale. I check my muscle mass on my Withings scale weekly. I've lost 50 pounds, but I have not lost any muscle mass. So here's what I do. Most mornings I have a shake. The recipe's on terrysimpson.com under recipes. And that gives me between 25 and 30 grams of protein. I'll put some PB Fit in there, and that's powdered peanut butter. And I'll have a little cocoa. Sometimes I'll throw in some Greek yogurt as well, but I'm not doing it to hit a number. I just like the way it tastes and the way it feels. Lunch, usually 3 to 5 ounces of chicken breast with a little Louisiana hot sauce. I love Louisiana hot sauce. That's the same hot sauce they serve at Popeye's Chicken. That gives me another 25 grams or so. For dinner, I'll usually have salmon with chickpeas. Sometimes I'll have any other sort of meat, and I'll often easily get 25 to 40 grams of protein there. By the end of the day, I'm easily hit 70 to 80 grams of protein. I didn't try. I didn't calculate. I didn't panic. Now, here's the interesting part. Leucine makes up about 8 to 10% of high-quality animal protein. So a 25-gram protein meal gives you around 2 grams or a little more of leucine. Enough to stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Across a day, I'm probably getting 6 to 8 grams total, and that's plenty. Not maximal, not performative, not optimized for a bodybuilding stage, just enough. And that's the point. Getting adequate protein is not a major problem for most people eating real food. It becomes a problem when people slash intake on a GLP-1 and forget to pay attention, or when ultra-processed snacks crowd out real meals. Otherwise, yeah, fish, chicken, yogurt, beans, lentils, eggs, a shake if you like it. I like a shake in the morning because it's just an easy way for me to get my shake in. I mean, I like to shake. But you can hit adequate protein without turning your kitchen into a supplement store or a laboratory. Now, here's the quiet part I care about. I think far more about fiber than I do about protein. Most Americans, 99%, hit their protein targets without trying. Meanwhile, they struggle to get in 20 grams of fiber. About 92% of Americans are protein adequate, fiber deficient. And your microbiome does not care how many scoops of whey you consume. It cares whether you feed it resistant starch, legumes, vegetables, and fermentable substrate, all of which I do. Muscle health matters, absolutely. Metabolic health matters, yep, and gut health matters. Longevity doesn't come from maximizing one nutrient, it comes from balancing systems. On GLP-1 medications, appetite drops, and that's the point. But when intake drops, protein intake can fall too. So yeah, pay attention, preserve lean mass, spread protein across meals, lift something heavy a few times a week. Me, I do yoga. I do vinyasa yoga, so it gives me plenty of workout. But you don't need to be so protein obsessed that you crowd out plants. Because longevity patterns, Mediterranean, Japanese, traditional Mexican, do not revolve around maximal protein. They revolve around legumes as a source of protein, whole grains as a source of protein, fish, vegetables, unsaturated fats, and diversity. Protein matters. Excessive obsession does not. So before you triple scoop your powder, ask yourself, am I building muscle or am I building anxiety? And once again, data beats dogma. Please check the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com, and check out my Substack at drsimpson.com. This was written and researched by me, Dr. Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to change your diet, then please check with your board-certified physician and a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, and not some functional medicine person, which are basically witch doctors, in my opinion. All things audio are done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Production makes me sound far more interesting than I am in real life. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, what's your go-to source of protein these days? I mean, the stuff that you ingest, not through your lungs.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that there's protein in cannabis? Maybe I will start counting protein.